I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a very interesting show in store for you this evening. Jam-packed with information as usual. We're going to go outside the box and then outside that box tonight. We're going to be talking about some amazing discoveries in quantum physics. We're going to be doing an actual activation of your DNA programming for perfect health and well-being, channeling from Archangel Michael, and also getting into some healing the known and the unknown and some strategies along those lines. So I think you'll find you might want to take some notes tonight if you got a paper and pencil handy. Sometimes a good thing, because I'll probably be dropping a few references and a few ideas out there that you might want to do some further research on after the show. And before we get started, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you've listened to ET Yoga for a long, long time, you'll know that that disclaimer is mostly about making sure that I'm not practicing medicine, because I'm not a doctor. And it's also given so just in case I tell you the truth about how to cure something, I don't get blamed for it. Okay. Now, with respect to tonight's program, what really caught my eye this week was an article in Waking Times, and it was by Brandon West. And if you like to go specifically to read the entire story, you would go to Google search something like proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And to me, that's a real whopper, because in the latest research from quantum physics, what they're really have found out is that the body actually phases in and out of existence. Now, if that isn't a whopper, I don't know what is. So basically, they're saying that there are times when your body isn't even there. And of course, it happens so fast that our vision doesn't notice it. Pretty amazing stuff. And into my way of thinking, what it really shows is that what we've been taught by mainstream science for a long, long time until now has been wrong. And the ET information channeled through people like Bashar, the Pleiadians, Andromedans, etc., have all been correct when they talk about the fact that consciousness is not inside the brain or the body. Consciousness is outside, and the brain and the body are inside. And do the math on this one with if the body's fluctuating in and out of existence. And I'd like to throw an ET yoga spin on that one, because I kind of had the flash this evening just before showtime that no doubt, just as our body is a projection of consciousness, no doubt the whole holographic universe is also the projection of Prime Creator, God, whichever label you'd like to use to describe that which is infinite spirit. And no doubt this whole holograph probably fluctuates in and out of existence too. So that's kind of like food for thought for openers tonight. Now, I want to get into more details concerning this, because personally I find it very fascinating stuff. And we'll explore how your body is a holographic projection of your consciousness, and how you directly influence that hologram and thus have complete control over the physical health of your body. And one of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. Energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. And the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. And the human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we will call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, the state of the field of our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and on how we are feeling. And of course, this goes back to this concept that we've talked about quite a bit on ET Yoga, that belief is everything. And what they've basically found out in a short sentence or two is that the entire universe, or hologram, functions with the energy of consciousness, and the whole program operates somewhat like a virtual reality computer, where the language of interpretation is belief. In other words, what you believe is. And if our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And there is highly suggestive evidence of the existence of this energetic blueprint in the new research on DNA, which proves that it transmits, receives, and thus recalls energy directly from the field. And we need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half of the time we are formless. Our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. If we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it rematerializes back into form 10 to the 44th power times per second. Now, the exact structure and dynamics of our consciousness, which make us both a fractal and holographic expression of this infinite God consciousness, can be found in Nassim Haramein's holofractographic universe theory and in his work Crossing the Event Horizon. So those are two places you can look at. I'm going to repeat that one. Holo, H-O-L-O, fracto, F-R-A-C-T-O, graphic. Holofractographic universe, and that's Nassim, N-A-S-S-I-M, Haramein, H-A-R-A-M-E-I-N. And that's his theory, and he also has a book out called Crossing the Event Horizon. Now, new evidence is clearly illustrating that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. To heal, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body is projected by our consciousness. And the first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And as soon as you start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which returns the projection of your body to its natural state. And I'd have to say that one of the best ways that I know of to connect with that field and that energy is the Pleiadian Pillar of Light meditation. And I'm not going to go into that one this evening, but in a couple of shows down the road, I'm going to do an entire program on techniques, and I'll do the Pillar of Light meditation as well as the Pleiadian spinning techniques, because these are very powerful techniques to bring in light into your physical body, and also little techniques to transmute that energy out into your entire holographic surroundings into your light body. Now, the projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field or your consciousness caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. And this comment, I find, is totally consistent with the Pleiadian teachings that all physical illness comes from dysfunctional emotion, because where else can it come from? Because things happen internally first. You become a frequency match for that which you experience. And our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in, are part of our social indoctrination. Then these disrupt this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. And another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. And in a talk by Deepak Chopra, he actually foretold this information, that the atoms do not age, they do not die, and that the same atoms that existed at the time of the Big Bang around 14 billion years ago exist to this day, and some of which are in the body within you. And according to that information, every year 95% of the atoms in your body are exchanged for new atoms. You're constantly dying and being reborn, and literally transforming at the atomic and molecular levels. And every 3 days you have a new skeleton, and every year you have almost an entirely new body. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you really are is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, because every being is an expression of the infinite universal consciousness we have labeled as God, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Now, chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. Now, that's a good one. I'm going to repeat that one, too. The chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They are in your mind. More specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come, and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you are holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And if this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our willful control, but the rate at which we age may be under our control as well. Now, that's probably a topic for another program. And all this sounds fantastic, yes, but these changes are noticeable within the human body and mind even after a little bit of practice and training. So decide to feel and experience it for yourself and learn how to meditate. This is what evidence is clearly suggesting. The only hindrance to tapping into this nature of the universe is our own conscious awareness, your level of attention, and your beliefs. And our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing that we will be healed. And I'm going to throw out another bit of information to make a note of here, and that's an article by Master Kathumi called Healing with the Higher Self. And this is an amazing program, actually. It's an 11-day program. I recommend it for the spiritually advanced because if you already know about a lot of this information or you intuitively realize or it resonates with you, you're the type of person that it's going to work for. And this is the best I know of in terms of doing an 11-day program that deals with actually electromagnetic blue energy. You're dealing directly with your higher self to take care of any type of physical disease, injuries, etc. And this is directly achieved by accessing the most fundamental levels of reality through deep meditation. And this is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. And it is entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives and our bodies. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It is only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And if you would like to really build up, I think, your whole concept of belief in these ideas and in the practicality that these ideas can reflect, I highly recommend that you go on your Google search to the College of Christ Consciousness. This is not about religion. This is about spirituality. And it's called The Ultimate Truths of Reality. And There's about 21 of them. They're listed on the website, and this is how reality functions. This is the world we live in. This is how it really works, not how we're taught how it works. And I like to read one of those 21 ideas right now, that there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitation, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And I know sometimes I got that shotgun approach on ET Yoga, so I'm going to backtrack a little and read that one again. In the ultimate truths of reality, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And this, again, all goes around to the whole concept of belief, and that what you believe is. Another way to build up your, psychological approach to this whole concept is, of course, in the placebo effect. We know for a fact that placebo works, and that people are healed or get effects from sugar pills, but objectively should have no bearing whatsoever on our physical condition, but yet they do if we believe it. And unfortunately, for most people, they think this placebo effect only applies to medical prescription or sugar pill drugs or experiments. No, it doesn't. Think about it. It applies to everything in your life. Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything depends directly on what you believe and how we create ourselves as a frequency match for what we experience, because you can't experience anything in this reality unless you're a frequency match for that vibration. So thus, this all kind of really ties together. It's the whole concept around belief and the whole concept around why this works. And it just, to me, it's just absolutely fabulous that in our modern science, we continually now come up with information that's totally consistent with what I call the best of channeled extraterrestrial information over the last 30 years. And sometimes when I talk to people, they kind of roll their eyes that someone might be spouting information from extraterrestrials when, extraterrestrials haven't been proven to exist. Well, the point really isn't about proving extraterrestrials exist. The point is about proving that things work. And if information is correct and it works, then it works, and it doesn't matter where the information came from. Same basic principle comes from Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar. And Bashar, for those that don't know, that's at www.bashar.org, B-A-S-H-A-R, Bashar being Sasani, and an extraterrestrial being channeled by Daryl Anka, and he's been doing this for, 35 years. All the stuff that's come out on The Secret that a lot of people are talking about these days, he was teaching this stuff like 25 years ago. None of it's new. So it's old hat for those that have been clued into it for that long. However, more and more people are being becoming aware of this kind of information. And so the law of attraction, this kind of thinking, has all come about through different sources over the course of time. In tracing back some of the original information on this planet that I can find, in recent history at least, came from the Jane Roberts and the Seth material. Highly recommend you look up the Seth material. Talks about all this kind of thinking with respect to belief and how we create our reality. And speaking of next ET Yoga show, I'm going to do an entire show on reality creation. So that's going to be another show that I hope you will want to tune into. Now, over the course of time, because I'm so involved with the whole idea about healing and healing the known and the unknown, I became connected with actually the information in 2007 called the Infinity Codes. And if you look on your computer under the Infinity Codes of 2007, there's some really amazing stuff there, especially in the form of crop circles by Janosch. And all of the crop circles, by the way, the ones that are legitimate, at least, and a lot of them are. Well, if you buy that story that you know, a couple of Englishmen were around the countryside making up these geometric patterns that emit certain frequencies and that can bend crops in a certain manner when they don't break and emit radioactive material. You're welcome to those beliefs, because all beliefs are equally valid. But personally, I'm not buying into that garbage. In my personal opinion, the crop circles actually come from three sources. They come from ascended masters, they come from the inner earth, and they also come from extraterrestrials. And those crop circles are meant to stimulate thinking, because they're not directly... let's say, translated by the general public, but they do get people thinking. And there's lots of meditations now that are actually of crop circles, and I even use crop circles around my water tanks, because for those that don't know, water is a perfect reflection of consciousness, and what you put into water, you get out, and it actually... the molecular structure of the water changes. That kind of stuff was all proved by Masaru Emoto. So if you want to look under Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, and the power of water, you can find out all about that kind of stuff. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I do want to get into doing the actual activation of your template for perfect health and well-being right here on ET Yoga tonight. And I would say that for this part of the program, this to get the maximum benefit from this would require as much as you can get to for total focus. It's not a long activation, but it's highly powerful. And just fits into that category that anything's possible, including perfect health and well-being. So to begin this meditation and activation, you need first to connect with your I Am or higher presence. So I would say, you know, to take a good deep breath and connect to your I Am or higher presence, or connect with your higher self. Sometimes when I'm doing that, I'm going to say a calling my higher self, repeat that three times, make a connection, see if the, and find out what kind of feeling you get there. And this is what we call the cosmic human, and this is according to Archangel Michael, as channeled by Celia Finn. And this higher self is what he calls the cosmic human or the human angel, that part of you that is infinite and eternal. For as Michael teaches, ascension essentially has two components. The first part, in this connection with the higher and angelic self, that reaching up and finding that heaven is within you. And the second part is allowing that heaven to descend into the physical form. And this is the process of bringing heaven to earth. And it is the process whereby peace and love will be brought to the earth plane from the spirit realm. So this activation enables you to prepare your physical being to accept the infinity codes that were transmitted to the earth in 2007. So to begin the activation, breathe deeply and focus into your heart chakra. Now, as you feel the energy within your heart chakra, feel how your chakras are open to the flow of energy from spirit. The crown is open, and then the brow, and then the throat, and then the heart. There is a clear flow of spirit from the higher realms and into your heart chakra. And so, as you feel this flow of energy, breathe deeply and say to yourself, I am. I am a cosmic human. I am a human angel bringing heaven to earth. And so, as you feel the truth and perfection of who you are flowing into your being, allow your heart to open fully and to transmit the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. And by the way, the energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude have been tested, and they are virtually anti-disease because they are high frequency, and they can boost your immune system up to like 300,000 times. It's just phenomenal what our actual technology has discovered. Unconditional love accepts all and loves all. Unconditional love is based in total self-acceptance, for all is beautiful and created from the great love of the Source, and all is an expression of the love of Source. For the loving energy of Source creates according to the desires and wishes that you express. So, as you align with your perfection, you align with the template of perfection that was placed in your DNA by the Elohim angels who designed the human angelic form with all its potentials for you to explore. So allow yourself to feel the unconditional love that flows through you. Next, compassion is the energy that allows you to feel the path of others as if it were your own, for indeed it is, for you are all one in your state of love and perfection. But as you live on the earth plane, you experience the blessing of individual consciousness. So you're able to exercise compassion with love and bless the path and being of all who come into your life. For there is a reason for everything and everyone that you experience, for you are all one. Moving on to gratitude. Gratitude is the mirror image of the divine. For when you can look at all that you have created in your life and say that it is good, then you are truly working with the perfection of who you are. And when you express this gratitude, then your words and feelings flow to heaven as a blessing that flows back to you with more blessings and love. And by the way, they've also have discovered that to create perfect resonance between your heart and brain, gratitude is the frequency that accomplishes that. And to continue from Archangel Michael, and so, dearest human angels, now move your consciousness into your physical being, starting with your mental body and the solar plexus chakra. Here you can say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy patterns that hold me back. I am ready to release all ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to release all ideas and beliefs about limitation and lack, about pain and suffering, about low self-worth and judgment of self and others. In place of this, I am ready to embrace the new energy of love and abundance and joy. For as I clear away old patterns, I create space for the flow of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude to be expressed through my physical body in ideas that create joy and abundance and love. This expression is the reflection and the perfection of who I am. Now, dearest human angels, move your energy to the next level, to the emotional body and the sacral chakra. Now say to yourself, I am ready to release all old energy, emotional patterns that produce fear, anger, anxiety, and stress. And in their place, I'm ready to embrace the new energy of love, peace, calm, and joy. I am ready to allow my emotional body to be used as an instrument to express the higher energies of unconditional love, compassion, and gratitude. All my emotions will be a reflection of these energies. This will express the beauty and the perfection of who I am. And finally, dearest human angels, allow your focus to move to your physical body and the base chakra. Say to yourself, I am ready to release all old ideas and energies and feelings and emotions about my physical body. I am ready to align with the template of perfect health and well-being that is which my DNA or physical Akashic records and those that is within my DNA or physical Akashic records. And as I activate this template, I allow myself to experience perfect health and well-being. As I release all old energy ideas of guilt and punishment and unworthiness, I embrace the idea of my perfection and the knowledge that I can experience this perfection on the physical level as well. And so I ask that as this template is activated, that I am empowered to release all the old patterns of disease and degeneration that are encoded in the DNA as well, that they may be released and replaced by the perfect codes of the Elohim template for perfect health and well-being. For this will express on the physical level the perfection of who I am. And so, dearest human angels, as you finish these activations, breathe deeply and feel within yourself the true perfection of who you are, and so it is. Thank you for that, Archangel Michael. And for those who might have got lost along the way, because on a radio show of this length, it tends to move right along, I would highly suggest that if you want to go through that whole scenario there at your own leisure, you can go to my website, www.etyoga.com, click on radio archives, and probably this is Saturday, by Monday you'll find that the archive program is there. All you have to do is click there, and you can rehear the program. So it's a very powerful technique, came out in 2007. That's the whole concept of the Infinity Codes of 2007 and activating your perfect template for perfect health and well-being. And I might add that all the information that came about on tonight's program, I was aware of about 10 years ago when I started my website, Healing the Known and the Unknown. And if you go to my website at etyoga.com, you'll see there that it states that this is not the site for conventional thinkers who would prefer diagnosis, prognosis, surgery, pharmaceutical drugs, and chemotherapy. This is a site where we do the mental work to find out why a certain condition exists, connect with our higher selves, prepare the body to work optimally, claim our personal sovereignty and power, and cure the disease with vibration, belief, love, appreciation, gratitude, natural herbs, the newest technologies, and the amazing power of the body to heal itself. And there is no disease that cannot be cured, and no operation is necessary. All beliefs are equally valued and valid and are reflected equally. And I also mentioned that at first, especially if you have some kind of serious illness, it's only natural to feel a bit in shock, disbelief, anger, denial, and fear. But remember that your power ends where your fear begins. And you need to come to terms with the ultimate fear, which is the fear of death. But you'll emerge with the knowledge that underlying this core fear is the unconditional love of God, prime creator, higher self, or whatever label you want to use to define the infinite or the spirit. And as a spiritual seeker, you'll need to own your own outer reflection. And by taking responsibility, you can claim the power to fix anything you created. And blaming anyone or any organization will only create you as a victim. And know that energy that is channeled through negative emotions is not in alignment with your higher self. Energy that is in alignment with your higher self will reflect as love, excitement, joy, and magic. And the first thing to do, even if you can't see this at the moment, is to put a positive spin on the situation. In time, you will view the process as a gift. And Sri Ramana Maharshi used to say that you thank God for the good things in your life, but not for the bad. This is where you go wrong. And all events are actually neutral, and we place judgment on them. And in these circumstances, placing a positive emotional spin is highly, highly important. And this is also a great tip for any of life's circumstances that are viewed negatively. And I would just like to point out here that if you're dealing with any kind of a disease issue, don't be sitting around watching television 35, 40 hours a week. Personally, I don't even like to work with people who are going to do that because it's so difficult to heal them. Television, for one thing, lowers the frequency of the immune system, and that and all the rest of the garbage that's out there, this is not what you need to be doing when you want to heal yourself. Maybe watch a comedy or a movie that doesn't have all the subliminal advertising, something along those lines. But definitely 35, 40 hours of TV is not the way to go. And over the course of time, one of the things that I found that I was so thrilled to find was the actual Greg Braden, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes video, and you can see that on YouTube. So for all the naysayers out there that don't think any of this stuff works, go see Greg Braden, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And this is all about proving that all this stuff actually does work. And what happens in a concise kind of version here is that he went over to Beijing, China, to a hospital there, where a woman from the West went with a cancer tumor. They had three practitioners there. There's no surgery. There's no medical tools, anything like that. Basically, what these three people do is considered a miracle by Western science, but it's considered a technology there because they've done it so many times. And these three practitioners basically repeated a Chinese word, guaso, which in more loosely translated in English kind of means already has happened. And they actually monitor the size of the tumor during this whole process of 3 minutes, and you see it totally disappear from our plane of existence. And that's what's possible. And I was so thrilled to finally come across something like this so that it proves like what my website's been saying for the last 10 years. And this is just, to me, phenomenal, and it's also been being proven now by our science, because what's really happening there is that they create a heart-brain resonance through gratitude, through the fact that it's already happened, because the universal intelligence field doesn't function in the future or the past. It functions in the now. And from higher levels of perception, everything is happening simultaneously and in the now. So there's not some future date that you're going to be healed. It's already happened. And that frequency that they create and send out to the universal intelligence field is a frequency that then is reflected and manifested in physical reality. And we know the science of it now. You're not going to find it in the evening news, or you're not going to find it in, down at your local doctor's office, because there's too many people making money off people being sick these days. I hate to say it, but that's about the size of it. And for those people who think this is all poppycock, well, that's great. That's your belief. Knock yourself out. I'd like to say as well that there's other places that you can go to hear some similar science concerning this. At Project Camelot, there's an outstanding YouTube there by Dr. Pete Peterson, talks about the universal intelligence field. He's talked about some devices that he has actually created to do diagnostics for people, with the cures being all related to natural herbs and natural medicines. And he's actually developed a science around this, so they know the quantities of certain ingredients that heal certain conditions based on the assessments of your acupuncture points. And he is definitely aware about the universal intelligence field, a really outstanding YouTube there at Project Camelot. And in my opinion, the foundation of good health is built by drinking pure water, getting on a yogic breathing program, getting plenty of exercise, eliminating stress, detoxing, and moving towards a vegan diet. And this is the foundation that should be passed on to your children, coupled with the idea that they are powerful beings capable of creating excellent health and curing any illness, not the fear promoted in our society about catching something out of the blue and needing protection. In my opinion, the only thing you need protection from is your own thoughts. And I will admit that self-healing requires the belief that you can be successful. And if you have the belief in the medical establishment, then go see your doctor. And like the old expression says, if you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're correct. My suggestion for those interested in putting their body in optimum condition or in healing a specific issue is to first read all the information at my website. In other words, get the e-books. Like there's about there's two e-books there, they're connected to about 150 pages of other information that's on the website. And in by doing that, you're going to get a complete picture of this topic. And that would then allow you to develop a strategy. And I'll tell you what I think is what's important about this. Now, of course, I know a couple of people personally that have done this. They've got my e-books, and they've read them, and they've done the research connecting it to all the other information out there, so they really understand the subject. Now, if you're really not going to do that and you really want the shortcut version, go to my website anyway and download the free version of the root cause of disease. And at least you can kind of get a little bit of a handle on that. Now, if you're looking for ideas that it would assist you in a strategy, this is another thing that my article there at www.etyoga.com, Miraculous Cures, a strategy. And now, if you're I know there's probably a few people out there in America that don't know about baseball strategy, but let me tell you a couple of baseball strategies for hitters. As a baseball coach, I like to think of hitters that as being either those kind of hitters that just go up to the plate and look for the ball, or those that are thinking hitters. And one strategy doesn't work for the other one. So if you're one of those people that go up and look for the ball, you don't want to be the one thinking. And if you're a thinking hitter, a guess hitter, or looking for the ball in zones, then you don't want to be just up there looking for the ball. You want to be looking for the ball in the particular zones you want, at least till you got two strikes, and then you can kind of adjust yourself to anything and not be a guess hitter, let's say. But the point being here is that different strategies work for different people. There's no set way that you heal something or a set process. You're going to have to define your own way. And it's kind of like, let's say we had the concept that you're going to lift 300 pounds. Well, if you decide you're going to lift 300 pounds, you can just walk over and lift up 300 pounds. That's it. That's shortcut. If you could say, look, I intend to be healed in the next 5 minutes, and if you're powerful enough, you can just create it. You just create the frequency, match, bang, it's done, or cure that cancer in 3 minutes, like these practitioners who have had the experience doing this, because they know it works, they know it can be done. But for many of us, we need to kind of take those steps along the way. Like, I call them permission slips. So to lift that 300 pounds, most of us probably start off with 100 pounds. Then we go to 150, 200, 250. Now we've done it at 300. Well, we could have done it from the first day, but maybe it took us 6 months to do it. So everybody's got their own different beliefs. They've got their own ways of accomplishing things. And I've always said that when you're successful at anything in your life, that's your formula for success. Apply that formula to everything else that you know how to do, because that's going to work for you. And if it's focused at your strength, or it's your intuition, or if it's your discipline, or whatever it is that is your key to success, use that key when you're trying to heal yourself. And one of the things that a lot of people have a hard time really figuring out, but you don't want to be overwhelmed and create fear over something that you have. That's the exact wrong approach, to scare somebody that they've got something, or try to tell somebody that they're terminal. Nobody knows if you're terminal. And like Bashar would say, it ain't over until it's over. It's not over until you give up. So don't give up. Hang in there and find a way and find your way. And I give lots of ideas in my Miraculous Cures articles for developing strategies because, like I say, they're permission slips. Along the way that will allow you to be successful for the way that you think. And as I mentioned before, if you're looking for ideas that would assist you in developing the belief in self-healing, I'd suggest you look at the ultimate truths of reality to see just exactly how things work in this world we live in. And this can be found at the College of Christ Consciousness on your internet. And also studying the amazing powers of the placebo effect to gain some appreciation of how our beliefs allow us to cure ourselves based solely on belief. And truthfully, if the pharmaceutical companies were more interested in finding ways to make you healthy and not motivated by profit, they'd spend more time researching why placebos outperform their prescriptions. In fact, recent studies have shown that people get better even knowing that they are taking a placebo. I can tell you why, because it's what you because what you believe is. That's how it works. And with respect to the mental attitude you must have, which is first to believe you can, you need to put a positive spin on the situation. And you also need to take 100% responsibility for your outer experience. Why did you create the situation in the first place? Ask the tough questions. And I guarantee you, if you give up your hate, anger, guilt, shame, judgments, all that kind of stuff to your higher self, that's where all this garbage comes from. It comes from dysfunctional emotions. So clearly, you need to do some inner work. And it all starts with acknowledging responsibility for your outer condition in the first place and finding out why you created it. And once you figure this out, the moment you become aware of the truth of the erroneous belief or the thinking that created the situation, it's then neutralized. It loses its power. Like Bashar even will say that. Once you become aware of a situation, at that moment you become aware of it, it neutralizes it, loses its power. So do what's necessary at that moment to either reprogram the belief structure, forgive yourself or others, and possibly offer up your anger, guilt, shame to your higher self. Keep in mind that all disease is caused by dysfunctional emotions or erroneous thinking. It comes from making negative judgments about neutral circumstances, because there is no circumstance in this world that comes with built-in meanings. all circumstances are inherently neutral. And your outer circumstances were created by your beliefs, your definitions, your emotions. So once you acknowledge the creation of the outer, you reach a point of power to change what you have created. And old resentments just don't cut it. And ironically, those situations are self-created. So no point holding a grudge about a situation that you created. This is kind of the point that, you know, ironically, that which we complain about, we're the creators of. There isn't anybody else to blame anyway. In fact, you don't even want to blame yourself. It's just further creating yourself as a victim. Always keep in mind, blame, complaint, justification of your circumstance are all markers that you're in victimhood. Dealing with fear is also a related issue. You get to the point where you realize you do not want to live your life in fear. And, of course, the ultimate fear is the fear of death. First of all, there is no real death anyway. You just move to another incarnation. And if you're not self-realized, or you ascend. And second, your power ends where your fear begins. So you should actually make a point of becoming friends with fear. Then you'll know you're making real progress, because Mr. Fear has his foot squarely on the toolbox marked your personal power. Fear is an illusion, and so is the cause of your disease. And when you cure a disease and heal yourself, then even if you go to a person who supposedly heals you, what they really do is they create the frequency of healing, and if you match it, then in reality you heal yourself, because if you believe it, you're healed. That's how it works. And when you're looking for a strategy to cure your disease, in my opinion, it's like picking a focus for meditation. Which is the most powerful? Well, probably the one you're attracted to. What you're looking for is permission to heal yourself. If you were strong enough, the moment you imagined yourself in your mind's eye to be cured, you would be. If you acted as if you were, it probably would just happen immediately. But for most of us, we need to place the steps in front of us that enable us to 100% believe we have attained our goal. So these are all little tips that you kind of pick up along the way. And it's kind of like the more you become successful, the easier it is. Once you've done this and you're successful, then you're going to go out and probably share that information with people. And in my opinion, probably the most important thing here is having a positive attitude, being willing to do the work necessary to cure any condition. Because you need to do the right things and stop doing the things that cause the disease, in conjunction with understanding why you created the situation. In reality, all the cures are basically permission slips for you to recover. They are tools that can work if you believe in them. And like when someone asks which mantra or meditation technique is the best, it's probably the one you resonate with at the time. It will work if you believe in it. Always keep in mind the meaning you give to outer circumstances determines the experience you will have. So always, 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 always place a positive spin on the circumstance, and it will create a positive experience. And if you don't believe that one, spend some time on that issue and learn how to do it, because the formula is very simple. Positive emotional spin in, positive experience is the result. Negative emotional spin in, negative is the result. And if you want a toolkit to kind of have around to help you along the way, well, these are a little pricey, but if you got an extra $300, get a set of Egyptian healing rods. It's like being in a pyramid for an hour a day. They say it's the same as getting an hour of acupuncture a day. A fascinating subject. By the way, those old pictures we used to get of the Egyptians holding scrolls, well, it turns out they weren't scrolls. They were the Egyptian healing rods. And I got a copper set with the crystals inside, copper and zinc and the other rod. And these are forged in pyramids, and all the research done on pyramids is absolutely phenomenal. So that's a gem to have around. If you're looking for items that could assist with any type of cancer issues, first thing, my way of thinking is alkaline the body. Switch your diet over to vegetarian and vegan, organic if possible. Drink pure water. That neutralizes the situation. Now you're looking for permission slips. So what kind of thing do you believe in? Do you believe in apricot seeds? I don't know. Do you believe in Tahibo tea? Do you believe in rhodium, monatomic elements? Which preference would you prefer with respect to dealing with your cancer issue? Baking soda, 100 cc's of vitamin C every couple of days, they'll all work. This all depends on your belief. And they all work real cheap, too, by the way. You don't have to have anybody take your house away from you to get cured. And as I mentioned, the Healing with a Higher Self, Master Kathumi, That's a tremendous program, simple to do, takes about 15, 20 minutes a day. Get yourself clued into your higher self. There's also some amazing, amazing other techniques that are out there now. For sun gazing, for one, you can cure pretty much anything with sun gazing in time. Hira Rattan on YouTube. Is the best I know of at explaining this whole process about how sun gazing works. Certainly, Merkaba meditation is a really good technique to use by activating your codes for total immunity from disease. If you haven't heard about that, you can punch up on your computer Super Psychics of China and the Children of AIDS. Learn all about the kid with AIDS who, at 5 years old, all of a sudden his AIDS disappeared, and they wondered why. They checked him out. So it turned out he had four codons of his DNA turned on that the normal population doesn't. Of course, that's not on the evening news or down at your local doctor either, right? Well, what are those four codons? Which ones were they? Well, even if you don't know which ones they were, but you know of the concept, get in your Merkaba vehicle, do a meditation, and intend that your codons for perfect immunity from disease are activated. Science knows which ones they are. It goes on and on. The Infinity Code that we did tonight at 2007, that's an excellent one. Children of the Sun is another one. You can go to, in some of their meditations, they actually have activations for your original blueprint for all of your molecular structure. We've got stuff going on out here today that's absolutely phenomenal. So many people get involved in and active in healing the known and the unknown, and I take my hat off to all of them because this is the way to go. To my way of thinking, it everything on this planet, and by the way, the aloe vera plant. Given to us by Pleiadians, and why? For healing. Got stomach issues? Go to the aloe vera plant. Take some juice from the leaf, mix it with some honey, swallow that for a while and see how things work. Lots of things out here, totally amazing. Again, my website's www.etyoga.com, Healing the Known and the Unknown. Got a nice little article there called Miraculous Cures. It's got a few surprises I've never mentioned on radio, so for anybody that wants to clue into that one, a hint to the wise is sufficient. And I'd like to say at this time that I would wish everybody out there my heartfelt best towards your success in overcoming any kind of physical disease situation, and as well to your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And what's become customary now at the end of ET Yoga shows, I'd now like to share with you the extraterrestrial meditation, the XYZ by Bashar.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity, and back out the right side all the way to infinity, and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side, and back out the right side, and side to side, and side to side, and front and back, 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension. A new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.